Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back to our first public hearing with subdivision 2007-42, Fenwick Commons, LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, Mr. Chairman, I'm curious if any of the other commissioners have any comments or opinion on this. I myself had thought that that the line of questioning taken by the commission, as well as the responses from the applicant, the applicant's attorney, and the benefit of the information supplied by the engineering department seemed to back up that this is indeed in the planning area. And I did want to ask Mr. Robertson that after I finished speaking, that this is indeed in the planning area, and it seemed as though the applicant was willing to, if I might say, sort of roll the dice. If he got a preliminary approval and the approvals ran out before sewer was actually provided by that district, that the development could not go forward, would have to reapply. I'd like to ask Mr. Robertson response to a question from a member of the public. Is there a way of forcing people in the neighborhood to join into the join on to the sanitary sewer, as was mentioned?
You can't compel somebody to join the sewer district as described. Yeah, I mean, there would have to be the annexation, which would have to follow the requirements of Title IX. You know, there's a whole process with public hearings on accomplishing that. So yeah, there's not a. Could not compel somebody to connect. And I think what they proposed was that it's more or less final site plan approval would be contingent on them going through that process and getting annexed in and, I guess, intervening properties along the way. And that was one of their conditions. So I think they recognized that that was going to be a requirement to get final.
So there would be no final unless, if it's stipulated, there was a central sewer on the site, or it was.
All right. I mean, that's exactly what it states in their proposed condition. Shall be served with central, and this comes from the applicant. Shall be served with central sewer, subject to utility planning division comments and county council expansion approval prior to final site plan approval.
Now that being said, if this were approved, then there's no. Coming back and saying, well, we're going to put in our own package plan now without...
Well, I think they're going to have some problems with county engineering doing that because it's in a planning area. Anyway, I don't think they're going to get approval.
And I do think, at least what I understood the concern of the lady that spoke in opposition was that this creation of subdivisions prior to the existence of the sewer and so on, I think the concern is that it'll create pressure to advance sewer faster than it might or otherwise happen, and that I'm thinking about that. Frankly, I mean, I'm giving at least give that some thought. That's the sort of the impression that I got was that the approval of a subdivision in advance of the utilities to support it would simply create more pressure to. Advance those utilities, which it could be a good thing, but I'm just thinking that's what it's at least worth noting that's a concern. But apparently no subdivision can happen without. I mean, well, that was my assumption was, and I believe it's correct that really nothing's going to happen unless they can actually get it done, and they only have 3 years to do it, which used to be a long time, but. Not anymore.
Does this fall into that three-year ordinance?
It was applied, yeah, but it was applied back. I'll have to go and check that three-year ordinance, honestly. I don't remember when the date of effect
was. That's just been the last couple months.
Yeah.
Second one.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think it was retroactive to things applied.
But if it's, that day forward.
Yeah, but if it's even.
I think it's still restricted to that.
Yeah. I mean, either way, it's 3 years maximum, whether it comes back for time extensions or it's just the three-year period. I mean, they're still looking at 3 years.
Is there an application that is supposed to be applied for to the sewer district prior to?
Yeah, title.
Not doing that?
What?
Have they made application?
I don't know that they've made application, nor is there really a requirement to do so prior to filing for preliminary. But yeah, there's a process you have to follow. It's under Title IX as far as annexing into an existing sewer district, and there's a processes you go through with county council and county engineering to accomplish that.
They either accept your application or reject it.
Yeah.
If you get rejected, it's not going to be in that timeline.
Yeah.
Well, if they're, I guess one way to look at it is if there were water and sewer available, how would you think about this development? And, but if there's not, certainly until there is, I wouldn't want to see anything done there. You know? But that's essentially what the application is. Nothing's going to happen there until there's. Or sewer.
Well, Mr. Chairman, what I think may be prudent in this is that if you gentlemen would allow me, I'd like to make a motion regarding subdivision 2007-42 for Fenwick Commons LLC that we defer action on this at this time. For further consideration by the commission as well as Mr. Robertson.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2007-42 Fenwick Commons LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.